CNN Radio News. I'm Greg Black.
We've had at least 100 check-ins tonight.
Tough to get a hotel room tonight in parts of Louisiana. They're all booked by people fleeing Hurricane Katrina. State officials have ordered mandatory evacuations for some low-lying areas of the state and voluntary evacuations for others. They say New Orleans, which is actually below sea level, could be swamped with several feet of water. But hurricane chaser Jeff Flock says, surprisingly enough, some residents don't appear to be taking Katrina seriously.
Younger people don't ever remember a hurricane hitting New Orleans. All they remember is a lot of scares, a lot of times that they were told the storm was coming right for you, and it never has.
This time, though, it very well might. CNN radio meteorologist Jackie Jarrah says Katrina will likely make landfall early next week.
We think sometime midday-ish on Monday as a Category 4 storm, which means big, big trouble along the northern Gulf Coast.
The National Hurricane Center has now issued a hurricane warning stretching from Morgan City, Louisiana, all the way to the Alabama-Florida state line.
Honestly, we feel that we're not going to have a home when we go back.
Evacuees worried about the damage Hurricane Katrina might do if it comes ashore near New Orleans. The Big Easy, one of the few American cities actually below sea level. That makes it especially vulnerable to flooding. Evacuee Cheryl Castle says she was lucky to find a hotel room.
With the rush of sealing up the house quickly and getting out our personal items, we did not even think to make a hotel reservation. It was the most idiotic thing we had ever done.
Chris Lauer of the National Hurricane Center in Miami says Katrina's been picking up speed all night long.
We have a hurricane warning up from Morgan City, Louisiana, to the Alabama-Florida border. So anywhere in there could experience hurricane conditions, and they should prepare for a Category 4.
Katrina is now a Category 4 storm. It's expected to make landfall early next week. Forecasters say it would be the first Category 4 hurricane to hit Louisiana or Mississippi in decades.
Hurricane Katrina's packing more of a punch. Navy meteorologist Lieutenant Dave Roberts of the National Hurricane Center says the storm has strengthened.
Aircraft reconnaissance found some intense winds in the northwest quadrant of the system that equate to Category 4, 145 miles per hour.
A hurricane warning's in effect for the north central Gulf Coast. Diane Sanders works at the Flying J truck stop in Jackson, Mississippi, and says traffic is starting to pick up as people rush to leave the area.
We've got a great many trucks are coming in. They're having to reroute their sails to get, you know, different places.
12-foot waves have already been observed in parts of the Gulf Coast. Landfall is expected sometime Monday. Hurricane Katrina strengthens to a Category 4 storm, and forecasters say it could become even more powerful by the time it makes landfall sometime Monday. Navy meteorologist Lieutenant Dave Roberts of the National Hurricane Center says a storm like this can cause extensive damage and loss of life.
Something of this intensity, that's something that usually happens. People don't heed the warnings of local and emergency officials.
Mississippi and Louisiana are considered the likely targets. Metairie, Louisiana resident Cheryl Castle has already fled the comfort of her home to a motel.
We brought my son, my daughter, my mother, my other son's girlfriend with us because she had an apartment downtown and she was afraid to stay, so we brought her. So there's seven of us.
A hurricane warning has been put in place for the north central Gulf Coast.
Move to higher ground. That's the message for more than a million people living along the Louisiana-Mississippi coast. Katrina is now a very dangerous Category 4 hurricane.
Category 4 is wind speeds in excess of 131 miles per hour up to 155 miles per hour. Right now, the system is at 145.
Lieutenant Dave Roberts, meteorologist at the National Hurricane Center in Miami. President Bush declaring a state of emergency in Mississippi. Governor Haley Barbour fearing the worst.
If the predictions are accurate, it's going to slam right into New Orleans, and Mississippi's Gulf Coast is going to be on the most dangerous side of the eye with big storm surge, high winds, tornadoes.
Mandatory evacuations beginning in 1 hour in Hancock County, Mississippi, 2 hours later in Jackson County. Casinos closed a few hours ago.
Around here in Pearl and Jackson and Richland, they always have shelters open, and we're able to take care of a lot of people right up through here.
Diane Sanders at the Flying J truck stop in neighboring Louisiana, three parishes under mandatory evacuation.
The storm surge could bring in 15 to 20 feet of water. They will not survive that if indeed that happens.
Louisiana Governor Kathleen Blanco on Bourbon Street, New Orleans. Sid Seratine managing Pat O'Brien's, remembering the last hurricane to deal New Orleans a direct hit. back in 1965.
Pretty much a lot of people down here, if you talk to younger people, they haven't had any experience with a direct hit from a hurricane. You got, you know, a whole generation of people that haven't experienced that.
New Orleans residents are being told it's time to leave. Hurricane Katrina could be a disaster for America's largest city below sea level.
Our current forecast track looks like it could have a very significant impact on the New Orleans area.
Meteorologist Daniel Brown of the National Hurricane Center, who says Katrina is a Category 4, sustained winds 145 miles an hour, could be a Category 5 before landfall. Some advice from Sergeant Mark Nix with Louisiana State Police for New Orleans residents. Get out now.
If they could leave New Orleans now, it's better than leave New Orleans during a mandatory evacuation. Thus, the interstate systems in South Louisiana will be crowded and there will be delays.
It was exactly 40 years ago this weekend, August 27th of 1965, Hurricane Betsy slammed into New Orleans. No mandatory evacuation yet for New Orleans. If there is one, it would be the first in the city's history. There are mandatory evacuations in three parishes. Governor Kathleen Blanco.
The storm surge could bring in 15 to 20 feet of water. They will not survive that if indeed that happens.
Mandatory evacuations getting underway in Mississippi and Hancock County, 2 hours later in Jackson County. Governor Haley Barbour.
If the predictions are accurate, it's going to slam right into New Orleans, and Mississippi's Gulf Coast is going to be on the most dangerous side of the eye with big storm surge, high winds, tornadoes.
Diane Sanders is at the Flying Jade truck stop in Jackson.
They're coming out of Louisiana. 10 is closed. 55 is all north now, and that is to handle the evacuees.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a test. This is the real deal.
New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin. Katrina is now a Category 4 hurricane. If it stays this strong, it could be the first Category 4 storm to hit Louisiana and Mississippi since Hurricane Camille back in 1969. There's a voluntary evacuation underway in the New Orleans area.
The greater New Orleans metropolitan area is on a voluntary evacuation for all citizens in and around New Orleans, Louisiana. We're asking all citizens to voluntarily evacuate and drive north.
Sergeant Mark Mix with the Louisiana State Police. Hurricane Katrina could be an even stronger storm by the time it hits the coastline.
It could intensify more before reaching landfall. It's very difficult for us to actually predict fluctuations in intensity once the storms are this strong.
Daniel Brown at the National Hurricane Center in Miami. Hotels as far east as Columbus, Georgia report people checking in after evacuating. Katrina is now a Category 5 hurricane and gaining strength. CNN Radio meteorologist Brad Huffine says the winds are packing a punch.
The National Hurricane Center now says that Hurricane Katrina has upgraded itself to a Category 5 hurricane with winds upward and above 160 miles an hour.
Katrina is about 300 miles from the coastline of Louisiana and Mississippi. Katrina's final destination could still move slightly. CNN Radio's Ed McCarthy is live with us this morning at Point South, Alabama. Ed, what's the latest from your vantage point?
Well, Dave, certainly Hurricane Katrina is packing a wallop, now a Category 5, and residents along the Gulf Coast are very concerned, still some wonder, about Katrina's path, this man along Mobile Bay in Alabama.
Mississippi, it's going to get probably the worst of it from the looks of it.
But New Orleans could also get a direct hit. The eye of the hurricane could move as far east as Mobile, according to forecasters. Ed McCarthy, CNN Radio, reporting live from Point Clear, Alabama.
Officials are asking residents to leave the New Orleans area voluntarily. Apparently, many are doing so. Charles Taunton's the weekend manager at a Comfort Inn in Birmingham, where he says the hotel is nearly full.
Basically, they're just saying that they're unsure about how the storm or hurricane is going to, you know, affect their homes, and they just would prefer, because of the last storm down in Florida, not to be stuck.
The Red Cross is ready. Kay Wilkins with the Red Cross in New Orleans.
Anything basically below I-12 in southeast Louisiana is at risk. So whenever we set up shelters, we set them up outside that risk area because we don't want to give anyone a false sense of security.
And the Louisiana State Patrol is reminding residents there is a voluntary evacuation underway for this Category 5 hurricane. This is CNN Radio News.
The Big Easy is bracing for the big one. Katrina could be one of the three strongest hurricanes ever to hit the U.S. mainland. Now a Category 5, 160 mile an hour winds. Katrina is aiming for America's largest city below sea level, New Orleans.
Get on the road and get out of the city. This is a dangerous hurricane and poses a huge threat
to southeast Louisiana.
Lieutenant Colonel Pete Schneider with the Louisiana National Guard. New Orleans preparing for a worst-case scenario.
The anxiety level is going through the roof.
At Stephen Adichie, the manager of Double Play Bar in the city's French Quarter. New Orleans levees were built to hold back 10 feet of water, but the storm could produce a storm surge about twice that high. Water, not wind, is the number one killer in a hurricane. The Superdome opening at this hour to provide emergency shelter. Reconnaissance aircraft flying through the eye of the hurricane, measuring 915 millibars of pressure. That puts Katrina in the same category as Andrew, which smashed into Florida 13 years ago. All along the central Gulf Coast, about 2 million residents are being urged to evacuate as soon as possible. Our Ed McCarthy is about 100 miles to the east of New Orleans in Point Clear, Alabama. Ed?
Bob, the urgency of getting out of harm's way is ratcheted up after the hurricane intensified to a Category 5, potentially catastrophic. Residents know the drill, no traffic into Louisiana.
They will take and stop all traffic coming from north to south, and they'll make all the direction of I-10 leading out the established evacuation route, and it'll be I-10 going north.
And oil and gas rigs are being evacuated in advance of Hurricane Katrina. Reporting live, Ed McCarthy, CNN Radio, Point Clear, Alabama.
In Baghdad, over the objections of Sunnis, Iraq's Constitutional Committee is signing off on a draft charter outlining a new constitution. This is CNN Radio News.
We leaving. We packing up and leaving out of here, right, Luce?
Yep.
Around here in Pearl and Jackson and Richland, they always have shelters open. And we're able to take care of a lot of people right up through here.
Folks all along the central Gulf Coast are waiting, watching, wondering, will Hurricane Katrina be as bad as they're hearing it will be? Yes, according to FEMA Director Michael Brown.
It's very, very devastating. So people need to take this storm seriously. Let me put it this way. I've got rescue teams, urban search and rescue teams, swift water teams that are moving in there right now to be prepared. You don't want them to have to come and rescue you. So you need to get out of the way of this storm now.
A Category 5, 160-mile-an-hour winds of special concern the city of New Orleans, 6 feet below sea level. Levees around the city are only prepared to block a 10-foot storm surge. This time, waves could tower 20 feet.
The biggest challenge is getting everyone out of the city of New Orleans.
New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin is meeting with reporters at this hour, and he may be issuing the city's first-ever mandatory evacuation. President Bush declaring emergencies in Louisiana and Mississippi. Mississippi's Governor Haley Barbour.
If the predictions are accurate, it's going to slam right into New Orleans, and Mississippi's Gulf Coast is going to be on the most dangerous side of the eye with big storm surge, high winds, tornadoes.
The National Hurricane Center now reports that Hurricane Katrina's maximum sustained winds have increased to near 175 miles an hour, making it a clear Category 5 storm. The mayor of New Orleans is declaring a mandatory evacuation of his city, Mayor Ray Nagin.
Ladies and gentlemen, I wish I had better news for you, but we are facing a storm that most of us have feared.
It's the most dangerous with sustained winds now of at least 175 miles an hour, and winds from the hurricane are spreading out over 100 miles. Our Ed McCarthy is live in Point Clear, Alabama. Ed, will you be able to remain there?
Well, we, along with everyone else, have to get out of here, Dave, with the uncertainty of Katrina, now a monster Category 5. Everyone along Mobile Bay is under the edict to get out.
Pull around these storms. We just get out. And we just happen to be here on a long weekend and obviously can't go back to New Orleans.
People are gassing up their vehicles and following evacuation routes, hoping to find a place to stay in order to wait out Hurricane Katrina. Reporting live, Ed McCarthy, CNN Radio, Point Clear, Alabama.
Ed Rappaport is with the National Hurricane Center in Miami. He says this storm will hit land very hard.
We're expecting extensive to potentially catastrophic damage, and that's going to be to many structures along the coastline and extending inland. We're going to expect hurricane force winds well inland.
Pete Schneider with the National Guard in New Orleans says they're ready.
The Louisiana National Guard is very experienced in dealing with storms, hurricanes. Our soldiers are out of harm's way. Some are in armories, hunkered down along with equipment. Others are in the central part of the state prepared to deploy in.
New Orleans could see a 25-foot storm surge from this hurricane. This is CNN Radio News. Katrina's raging winds have reached 175 miles an hour, and she's now for sure a Category 5 hurricane. President Bush has declared a state of emergency in Mississippi as well as Louisiana. New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin is calling for a mandatory evacuation of the city and Orleans Parish.
I am this morning declaring that we will be doing a mandatory evacuation.
New Orleans is not the only area feeling the effects of the hurricane. CNN Radio's Ed McCarthy in Point Clear, Alabama.
With the uncertainty of Katrina packing at least 175 mile per hour winds and a monster Category 5 storm, everyone along Mobile Bay here is under the edict to get out.
Pull around these storms. We just get out. And we just happen to be here on a long weekend and obviously can't go back to New Orleans.
People are gassing up their vehicles and following evacuation routes, hoping to find a place to stay in order to wait out Hurricane Katrina. Ed McCarthy, CNN Radio, Point Clear, Alabama.
The Louisiana National Guard has a plan in effect to deal with the hurricane.
Our helicopters have been moved and are ready to move in once the storm passes for evacuation and also for surveying the damage. We have engineer assessment teams that will move in to assist in clearing debris off of the roads. We have aviation.
Pete Schneider with the National Guard. Katrina's impact will affect a lot of people. Ed Rappaport at the National Hurricane Center says the storm will devastate a wide area.
This isn't just a point. It's a large storm. In fact, hurricane force winds extend about 100 miles across. So that's an area, rather large area, swath that's going to have extensive damage.
Storm surges could reach 25 feet in the New Orleans area. This is CNN Radio News.
This is very serious, and it's of the highest nature, and that's why we're taking this unprecedented move.
New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin has ordered a mandatory evacuation of the city as it prepares for Hurricane Katrina. The city of New Orleans is below sea level and is kept dry by levees and a massive pump system. However, this bar owner in the French Quarter says Katrina could cause major flooding.
From what they're saying on the news, they're making a lot of people nervous because they're talking about the tide surges going above 20 feet and our seawall on the levee is only 15 feet high.
The hurricane is a Category 5 storm with 175-mile-an-hour winds. Ed Rappaport of the National Hurricane Center says the storm should make landfall early Monday and could cause major damage.
There are some conditions right along the coast, just offshore, that might cause a little bit of weakening, but that shouldn't be anything we really hope, we can hope it'll occur, but it's not going to make a major difference in what kind of devastation we see.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency is mobilizing personnel to assist those dealing with Katrina. Director Michael Brown said they have been preparing for the big one.
We actually started preparing for this about 2 years ago. We had decided to start doing catastrophic disaster planning, and the first place we picked to do that kind of planning was New Orleans.
Those fleeing the storm have been dealing with jammed highways and gas stations running low on fuel. Charles Totten is a manager at a Comfort Inn in Birmingham, Alabama, 300 plus miles from New Orleans, and he says they are 85% full already.
I guess the word is spreading around and they're all just basically just leaving as being told.
The last hurricane to score a direct hit on New Orleans was Betsy in 1965. Betsy was the first hurricane in the U.S. to cause over $1 billion in damage. It also killed 75 people. This is CNN Radio News. Hurricane Katrina is a big, powerful storm that is churning towards the Louisiana coast. Ed Rappaport with the National Hurricane Center says Katrina has winds of 175 miles an hour and says citizens need to take it seriously.
I can't emphasize enough the need to follow close attention to the recommendations. Pay attention to the recommendations and follow them from the local officials.
Katrina is expected to make landfall early Monday. Mandatory evacuations have been put in place for the city of New Orleans. Mayor Ray Nagin says they have made arrangements for those that can't get out of town.
The Superdome is already open for people with special needs. If you have a medical condition, if you're on dialysis or some other condition, we want you to expeditiously move to the Superdome.
Pete Schneider of the Louisiana National Guard says able residents need to get out of New Orleans by nightfall.
The biggest challenge is getting everyone out of the city of New Orleans. We don't want people left on the highway as the hurricane rains and hurricane winds approach, and to continue the message that there are routes to get out of New Orleans.
Those trying to leave New Orleans are dealing with jammed highways, and hotel rooms are filling up hundreds of miles away. President Bush has declared a state of emergency for Louisiana and Mississippi.
These declarations will allow federal agencies to coordinate all disaster relief efforts with state and local officials. We will do everything in our power to help the people and the communities affected by this storm.
The last hurricane to make a direct hit on New Orleans was Betsy in 1965. Betsy was the first hurricane in the United States to cause over $1 billion in damage. The hurricane also killed 75 people. This is CNN Radio News.
Hurricane Katrina grows bigger and stronger as it moves across the Gulf of Mexico. The mayor of New Orleans tells residents to get out.
I do not want to create panic, but I do want the citizens to understand that this is very serious and it's of the highest nature. And that's why we're taking this unprecedented move.
Katrina is now a hurricane, or a Category 5 hurricane with 175-mile-an-hour winds. Walter Maestri, Jefferson Parish emergency manager, knows what a storm of this magnitude can do.
Very, very rapidly, within a 10-hour period, you know, the metropolitan New Orleans area is totally devastated. Gone.
Ed Rappaport with the National Hurricane Center says New Orleans will feel the effects of the storm in the next few hours.
We expect the conditions will deteriorate today. In fact, tropical storm force winds will be arriving by sunset along the coast. The landfall with the strongest winds and highest surge is likely to be near sunrise tomorrow and then spreading northward to New Orleans or near New Orleans by midday tomorrow.
CNN Radio's Ed McCarthy reports from Point Clear, Alabama, New Orleans isn't the only area that will feel the wrath of the storm.
With the uncertainty of Katrina packing at least 175-mile-per-hour winds and a monster Category 5 storm, everyone along Mobile Bay here is under the edict to get out.
...around these storms. We just get out. And we just happen to be here on a long weekend and obviously can't go back to New Orleans.
People are gassing up their vehicles and following evacuation routes, hoping to find a place to stay in order to wait out Hurricane Katrina. Ed McCarthy, CNN Radio, Point Clear, Alabama.
A hurricane warning is in effect for the north central Gulf Coast from Louisiana to Florida. The last hurricane to score a direct hit on New Orleans was Betsy in 1965. This is CNN Radio News. Rain is falling in southeastern Louisiana as Hurricane Katrina makes its approach. Ed Rappaport with the National Hurricane Center warns it could be devastating.
It's very rare to have a hurricane of this intensity make landfall in the United States. If it stayed at this intensity, it would be one of the two or three strongest to ever hit our country.
The last Category 5 hurricane to come ashore was Hurricane Andrew that hit South Florida in 1992. 43 people were killed. The storm did $31 billion in damage. Forecasters believe this hurricane will hit New Orleans. CNN Radio meteorologist Jackie Jarrah says the entire region will feel the effects.
It's moving to the north and to the west, but we are expected to start to take more of a northerly turn over the next 24 hours. And as long as it continues to do that, we still think that New Orleans is going to be the big bullseye, but there is still a little bit of uncertainty. This could still jog a little bit off to the west, could jog a little bit off to the east. So we do want to not just focus on New Orleans. We also want to talk about Biloxi. We want to talk about Mobile, even off to the west, possibly, of New Orleans.
Katrina is packing winds of 175 miles an hour and could bring a 28-foot storm surge. It could also spawn huge waves and tornadoes. Residents of New Orleans, which sits below sea level, have been told to move to higher ground. This man is leaving, but he'll be back.
The city's been here forever. It's going to stay. You know, regardless, if you get a little water, we might ruin everything in our house. We could always build back up as long as we save our lives.
CNN Radio's David Mattingly reports getting out of town hasn't been easy.
Late today, as the evacuation order, the mandatory order went out, the expressways filled up, and there have been a problem with people getting enough gasoline. There were cars stalling. So when one car was stalling, it was backing up thousands of other people behind him. So it was a very slow process.
Shelters have been set up across the city to house those who cannot get out. This is CNN Radio News.
Hurricane Katrina is inching her way towards the Louisiana coast. Max Mayfield of the National Hurricane Center says the storm has winds of 175 miles an hour and is expected to be a powerful hurricane when it rolls ashore early Monday.
There's certainly a chance that it could weaken a little bit, before it gets to the coast. But unfortunately, this is so large and so powerful that It's a little bit like the difference of being run over by an 18-wheeler or a freight train.
Forecasters think New Orleans could take a direct hit. A mandatory evacuation is in place for the Crescent City. CNN Radio's John Zarella reports some residents are riding out the storm.
The continuation of people sandbagging, and many of the hotel workers' families are moving into the hotel. They're coming in with sleeping bags and coolers filled with staples to get themselves through. They're going to be spending the next few days, and perhaps a lot longer than that, here at the hotel.
Those that heeded warnings have found jammed highways, and CNN Radio's Gary Tuchman says many gas stations along the Gulf Coast are running low on fuel.
Gas stations in the Gulfport area, many of them are now shut. The ones that are open do have long lines, but I just drove by one that was shut, and there are three police cars with three police officers standing in front of the gas station, making sure people don't try to drive their cars up to get gas on their own.
From his ranch in Texas, President Bush has expressed his solidarity with the potential victims of Hurricane Katrina.
We will do everything in our power to help the people and the communities affected by this storm. Hurricane Katrina is now designated a Category 5 hurricane. We cannot stress enough the danger this hurricane poses to Gulf Coast communities.
Betsy hit New Orleans in 1965. It became the first U.S. hurricane to cause $1 billion in damage. This is CNN Radio News. Hurricane Katrina is a Category 5 storm that is closing in on the central Gulf Coast. CNN Radio meteorologist Jackie Jarrah says the storm has winds of 165 miles an hour, but it remains unclear where Katrina will make landfall Monday.
It's moving to the north and to the west, but we are expected to start to take more of a northerly turn over the next 24 hours. And as long as it continues to do that, we still think that New Orleans is going to be the big bullseye, but there is still a little bit of uncertainty. This could still jog a little bit off to the west, could jog a little bit off to the east. So we do want to not just focus on New Orleans. We also want to talk about Biloxi. We want to talk about Mobile, even off to the west, possibly, of New Orleans.
A mandatory evacuation is in effect for New Orleans, and the Superdome is open for those that can't get out of town. However, this homeless man is not going to a shelter.
I'll get on the other side of that wall, and hopefully the water won't, you know, if it does reach over that wall, then I can swim, even with a broke arm.
Gridlock awaited many people who decided to drive out of the area. In Gulfport, Mississippi, CNN Radio's Gary Tuchman reports other modes of transportation aren't much better.
There is a mass exodus taking place. They just left the airport, where Delta is actually flying in larger planes from Atlanta and a couple of other cities to ferry people out of the hurricane area. People are lining up, finding out that they still can't fit in a plane, are running to the rental car counters to try to get cars to drive through, but there aren't enough cars, so people are just scrambling to get out of here.
The Port of New Orleans handles much of the nation's oil transportation, meaning that an interruption in operations could have an impact on the cost of oil. President Bush has pledged to offer assistance to the potential victims of Hurricane Katrina. The president has declared Louisiana, Mississippi, and two counties in Florida a disaster area. This is CNN Radio News.
Hurricane Katrina, a massive Category 5 storm, is on course to make a direct hit on New Orleans. Max Mayfield, director of the National Hurricane Center, says wind and rain aren't the only concerns. The storm surge could be devastating.
Along the Mississippi coast, we'll have storm surge values of probably 20 to 28 feet, possibly. Very similar to Camille back in 1969. We're talking past Christiane, Biloxi, Gulfport, those areas.
Katrina's winds have dropped a bit to 165 miles an hour. Forecasters say that is not unusual. It's also not a sign the storm is weakening. CNN Radio's David Mattingly reports from New Orleans. Most residents and tourists heeded the warning to get out of town.
Some of the larger hotels are completely dark, suggesting there aren't many people in them. Some of the others, however, I see a sporadic number of lights, possibly from one of the many stranded tourists that are here in New Orleans because they weren't able to get a flight out with their flights canceled, or they weren't able to find a rental car, which sold out pretty early here in the New Orleans area.
This man was not able to get out in time, but plans to make the most of it.
We flew on Friday for a bachelor party and unfortunately didn't take the warning seriously enough, and here we are.
The Superdome is being used as a shelter for those who couldn't leave. CNN Radio's John Zarella reports many have been waiting hours to get in.
The reason it's taking so long is because they are going through everybody's belongings. And in fact, we have been told that they have confiscated weapons from people, some bags, as well as liquor. They are not allowing anybody to bring any of that stuff in.
Rain is falling in Louisiana as the hurricane approaches. High seas are reported as far east as the Florida Panhandle. A hurricane warning is up from Louisiana to the Alabama-Florida line. This is CNN Radio News.
CNN Radio News, I'm Tim Rory. Hurricane Katrina is a Category 5 storm that is closing in on the central Gulf Coast. CNN Radio meteorologist Jackie Jarrah says the storm has winds of 165 miles an hour, but it remains unclear where Katrina will make landfall Monday.
It's moving to the north and to the west, but we are expected to start to take more of a northerly turn over the next 24 hours. And as long as it continues to do that, we still think that New Orleans is going to be the big bullseye, but there is still a little bit of uncertainty that could still jog a little bit off to the west, could jog a little bit off to the east. So we do want to not just focus on New Orleans. We also want to talk about Biloxi. We want to talk about Mobile, even off to the west, possibly, of New Orleans.
A mandatory evacuation is in effect for New Orleans, and the Superdome is open for those that can't get out of town. However, this homeless man is not going to a shelter.
I'll get on the other side of that wall, and hopefully the water won't, you know, if it does reach over that wall, I can swim, even with a broke arm.
Gridlock awaited many people who decided to drive out of the area. In Gulfport, Mississippi, CNN Radio's Gary Tuchman reports other modes of transportation aren't much better.
There was a mass exodus taking place. They just left the airport where Delta is actually flying in larger planes from Atlanta and a couple of other cities to ferry people out of the hurricane area. People are lining up, finding out that they still can't fit in a plane, are running to the rental car counters to try to get cars to drive through, but there aren't enough cars, so people are just scrambling to get out of here.
The Port of New Orleans handles much of the nation's oil transportation, meaning that an interruption in operations could have an impact on the cost of oil. President Bush has pledged to offer assistance to the potential victims of Hurricane Katrina. The president has declared Louisiana, Mississippi, and two counties in Florida a disaster area. This is CNN Radio News. Hurricane Katrina is inching her way towards the Louisiana coast. Max Mayfield of the National Hurricane Center says the storm has winds of 175 miles an hour and is expected to be a powerful hurricane when it rolls ashore early Monday.
There's certainly a chance that it could weaken a little bit, before it gets to the coast. But unfortunately, this is so large and so powerful that it's a little bit like the difference of being run over by an 18-wheeler or a freight train.
Forecasters think New Orleans could take a direct hit. A mandatory evacuation is in place for the Crescent City. CNN Radio's John Zarella reports some residents are riding out the storm.
The continuation of people sandbagging, and many of the hotel workers' families are moving into the hotel. They're coming in with sleeping bags and coolers filled with staples to get themselves through. They're going to be spending the next few days and perhaps a lot longer than that here at the hotel.
Those that heeded warnings have found jammed highways, and CNN Radio's Gary Tuchman says many gas stations along the Gulf Coast are running low on fuel.
Gas stations in the Gulfport area, many of them are now shut. The ones that are open do have long lines, but I just drove by one that was shut, and there are three police cars with three police officers standing in front of the gas station, making sure people don't try to drive their cars up to get gas on their own.
From his ranch in Texas, President Bush has expressed his solidarity with the potential victims of Hurricane Katrina.
We will do everything in our power to help the people and the communities affected by this storm. Hurricane Katrina is now designated a Category 5 hurricane. We cannot stress enough the danger this hurricane poses to Gulf Coast communities.
Betsy hit New Orleans in 1965. It became the first U.S. hurricane to cause $1 billion in damage. This is CNN Radio News.
Rain is falling in southeastern Louisiana as Hurricane Katrina makes its approach. Ed Rappaport with the National Hurricane Center warns it could be devastating.
It's very rare to have a hurricane of this intensity make landfall in the United States. If it stayed at this intensity, it would be one of the two or three strongest to ever hit our country.
The last Category 5 hurricane to come ashore was Hurricane Andrew that hit South Florida in 1992. 43 people were killed. The storm did $31 billion in damage. Forecasters believe this hurricane will hit New Orleans. CNN radio meteorologist Jackie Jarrah says the entire region will feel the effects.
It's moving to the north and to the west, but we are expected to start to take more of a northerly turn over the next 24 hours. And as long as it continues to do that, we still think that New Orleans is going to be the big bullseye, but there is still a little bit of uncertainty. This could still jog a little bit off to the west, could jog a little bit off to the east. So we do want to not just focus on New Orleans. We also want to talk about Biloxi. We want to talk about Mobile, even off to the west, possibly, of New Orleans.
Katrina is packing winds of 175 miles an hour and could bring a 28-foot storm surge. It could also spawn huge waves and tornadoes. Residents of New Orleans, which sits below sea level, have been told to move to higher ground. This man is leaving, but he'll be back.
The city been here forever. It's going to stay. You know, regardless, if you get a little water, we might ruin everything in our house. We could always build back up as long as we save our lives.
CNN Radio's David Mattingly reports getting out of town hasn't been easy.
Late today, as the evacuation order, the mandatory order, went out, the expressways filled up, and there have been a problem with people getting enough gasoline. There were cars stalling. So when one car was stalling, it was backing up thousands of other people behind him. So it was a very slow process.
Shelters have been set up across the city to house those who cannot get out. This is CNN Radio News. Hurricane Katrina grows bigger and stronger as it moves across the Gulf of Mexico. The mayor of New Orleans tells residents to get out.
I do not want to create panic, but I do want the citizens to understand that this is very serious and it's of the highest nature. And that's why we're taking this unprecedented move.
Katrina is now a hurricane, or a Category 5 hurricane with 175-mile-an-hour winds. Walter Maestri, Jefferson Parish emergency manager, knows what a storm of this magnitude can do.
Very, very rapidly, within a 10-hour period, you know, the metropolitan New Orleans area is totally devastated. Gone.
Ed Rappaport with the National Hurricane Center says New Orleans will feel the effects of the storm in the next few hours.
We expect the conditions will deteriorate today. In fact, tropical storm force winds will be arriving by sunset along the coast. The landfall with the strongest winds and highest surge is likely to be near sunrise tomorrow and then spreading northward to New Orleans or near New Orleans by midday tomorrow.
CNN Radio's Ed McCarthy reports from Point Clear, Alabama. New Orleans isn't the only area that will feel the wrath of the storm.
With the uncertainty of Katrina packing at least 175-mile-per-hour winds and a monster Category 5 storm, everyone along Mobile Bay here is under the edict to get out.
Pull around these storms. We just get out. And we just happen to be here on a long weekend and obviously can't go back to New Orleans.
People are gassing up their vehicles and following evacuation routes, hoping to find a place to stay in order to wait out Hurricane Katrina. Ed McCarthy, CNN Radio, Point Clear, Alabama.
A hurricane warning is in effect for the north central Gulf Coast from Louisiana to Florida. The last hurricane to score a direct hit on New Orleans was Betsy in 1965. This is CNN Radio News.
Hurricane Katrina is a big, powerful storm that is churning towards the Louisiana coast. Ed Rappaport with the National Hurricane Center says Katrina has winds of 175 miles an hour and says citizens need to take it seriously.
I can't emphasize enough the need to follow close attention to the recommendations, pay attention to the recommendations and follow them from the local officials.
Katrina is expected to make landfall early Monday. Mandatory evacuations have been put in place for the city of New Orleans. Mayor Ray Nigan says they have made arrangements for those that can't get out of town.
The Superdome is already open for people with special needs. If you have a medical condition, if you're on dialysis or some other condition, we want you to expeditiously move to the Superdome.
Pete Schneider of the Louisiana National Guard says able residents need to get out of New Orleans by nightfall.
The biggest challenge is getting everyone out of the city of New Orleans. We don't want people left on the highway as the hurricane rains and hurricane winds approach, and to continue the message that there are routes to get out of New Orleans.
Those trying to leave New Orleans are dealing with jammed highways, and hotel rooms are filling up hundreds of miles away. President Bush has declared a state of emergency for Louisiana and Mississippi.
These declarations will allow federal agencies to coordinate all disaster relief efforts with state and local officials. We will do everything in our power to help the people and the communities affected by this storm.
The last hurricane to make a direct hit on New Orleans was Betsy in 1965. Betsy was the first hurricane in the United States to cause over $1 billion in damage. The hurricane also killed 75 people. This is CNN Radio News.
This is very serious, and it's of the highest nature, and that's why we're taking this unprecedented move.
New Orleans Mayor Ray Nigan has ordered a mandatory evacuation of the city as it prepares for Hurricane Katrina. The city of New Orleans is below sea level and is kept dry by levees and a massive pump system. However, this bar owner in the French Quarter says Katrina could cause major flooding.
From what they're saying on the news, they're making a lot of people nervous because they're talking about the tide surge is going above 20 feet and our seawall on the levee is only 15 feet high.
The hurricane is a Category 5 storm with 175-mile-an-hour winds. Ed Rappaport of the National Hurricane Center says the storm should make landfall early Monday and could cause major damage.
There are some conditions right along the coast, just offshore, that might cause a little bit of weakening, but that shouldn't be anything we really hope, we can hope it'll occur, but it's not going to make a major difference in what kind of devastation we see.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency is mobilizing personnel to assist those dealing with Katrina. Director Michael Brown said they have been preparing for the big one.
We actually started preparing for this about 2 years ago. We had decided to start doing catastrophic disaster planning, and the first place we picked to do that kind of planning was New Orleans.
Those fleeing the storm have been dealing with jammed highways and gas stations running low on fuel. Charles Totten is a manager at a Comfort Inn in Birmingham, Alabama, 300-plus miles from New Orleans, and he says they are 85% full already.
I guess the word is spreading around, and they're all just basically just leaving as being told.
The last hurricane to score a direct hit on New Orleans was Betsy in 1965. Betsy was the first hurricane in the U.S. to cause over $1 billion in damage. It also killed 75 people. This is CNN Radio News.